Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have had conversations before about language and about words that you use, words that you can and can't use on the air. Have you ever had to said something accidentally and had to use the old eject button on yourself?
It's kind of a long story.
So, yes.
But because it was literally the first newscast I ever did. Live, mm-hmm. like age of 19, and I was new, and so was the guy on the other side of the control board, and it was like a Friday night, 10:30. Long story, I didn't realize that my mic was on as everything in the universe was going wrong.
Yeah,
and I am saying everything the FCC says you can't say without realizing that my mic was on, and then I said words that should never, ever, ever come out of your mouth. Oh blank, my mic's on. And did not get fired.
Perfect.
Remarkably.
Oh, you didn't get fired? 10:30
on a Friday night, 19 years old, first time on the air. No, I don't even know if anybody heard it. I've never had to dump myself, though. People make fun of me. My friends make fun of me that I have a very PG-rated mouth.
Even off the air.
Off the air, because I just don't separate the two. I just don't cuss that much off the air because I worry I'm going to forget. So, but you don't forget when you're in here, by the way.
No,
you don't generally forget that you're on the air. So, no, I've never had to dump myself.
I never have either. And you'd be amazed at how many people who do this for mm-hmm. a living who will tell those stories. Oh, yeah, we were just talking and it just slipped out. And, you know, because you get so relaxed and so mm-hmm. conversational. If you're doing this right, you're not uptight and nervous about everything that you're doing on the air. Well, sometimes things happen. And there's a large gulf, again, between letting an epithet or something like that slip out and saying something that you did not mean to say. We've all stumbled over our words. I do it all the time. So I made a career out of it up until now. But there was a young lady, and one of the most unfortunate things that happened in the wake of the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash yesterday was an MSNBC reporter by the name of Allison Morris, who was trying to get through the story. And when breaking news happens, I've never done the newscaster bit for a living, but I've seen it enough to know how crazy it all gets.
Oh, it's yeah.
People
yeah.
are talking in your ear. When you're on TV, people yeah. are talking in your ear. They're giving you updated information all the time. The script in front of you is changing. People are putting different things on the teleprompter.
And you have to maintain composure on live television.
You have to look like you're on top of everything.
Which is something in radio we don't have to worry about.
No.
You don't have to worry about how it looks. Just have to worry about how it sounds.
Exactly. Well, she was in that situation and she had a brain lock. According to what she says, according to her version of this, and she has issued an official apology for it, that while she was talking about the story, she somehow got it into her head that Kobe Bryant was playing for the Knicks and okay. realized halfway through saying it that he was a Laker. So what she said was a combination of Knicks and Lakers. And what it sounded like was the N-word.
Where was this?
This was on MSNBC.
On MSNBC.
And it sounded like she said the L.A. and hit the N-bomb. And it's, I can't imagine, because she corrected herself right away. I mean, she said it, and then she said Lakers, and said it correctly.
Let me get this straight without saying the word. We're obviously not going to say the word. So what she meant to say was L.A. Lakers.
Right.
And instead, in combining Knicks and Lakers, kind of, and in realizing halfway through, it sounded like the N-word we don't say on the air.
Correct.
There is no way she meant to say that word.
No, of course not.
There is no way.
Of course there isn't. And she said the very same thing in trying to defend herself and apologize for this. And MSNBC at this point has not said anything about it. To the best of my knowledge, they haven't released any kind of statement about discipline for her. I mean, people stumble. People say, she didn't even say a word.
Right.
I mean, she combined two different things. Now, I will grant, it sounds like she said it.
Does it? Okay.
But it also sounds like she's kind of stumbling at the time.
Right.
So it, you know, I can see how people would be very, you know, immediately taken aback by something like that.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't know. I mean, what's the right thing to happen in a situation like this? That is so offensive. It's so completely offensive a word that if she said it, nobody would defend her.
Okay, so what happened after that?
But it seems like she didn't say it. They just moved on. They just kept going with programming. She said it, and then she said, Lakers, and then just kept on.
Let me guess. There are people who think she should be fired.
Of course. And there are... I mean, social media is blowing up over this, and a lot of people are just level-headed about it and said, you know, she made a mistake. She didn't even say the word you heard. She just got screwed up in the moment, and there is no crime here. There is no foul. So, and other people are saying, no, we don't forgive you. You know, just quit now and save us the trouble.
Forgive me for asking a dumb question, okay? But I don't work in TV.
I don't think it's a dumb question, but
TV doesn't run on a delay.
They don't.
Not at all.
They have run special events.
Okay.
That they thought where artists might get up and accept awards like Bono did and start throwing out F-bombs.
I guess I'm surprised by that because yes, you never forget that you're on the air. You never forget it. But a texter is remembering, and I don't remember what the context was where Wicket said something once that we all three of us had to hurry up and duck. All three of us did. Like as soon as it came out of his mouth. It's not scripted. And so you don't forget that you're on the air, but I can see how once in your career, maybe it's going to happen. On TV, I can see how it would happen. And I'm shocked that they don't run into, that's a lot of trust. I mean, that's a lot of trust in guests, in people that you can't really control as well. She obviously, I don't know, do we fire for every mistake?
No, I don't think so. Especially in this case where what she said was the reason why it sounded like it did makes perfect sense in retrospect. When
right.
you watch the tape, knowing what she said was going on in her head at that moment, and you watch it with that in mind, you'll go, oh yeah, okay. It's not like she was just making it up afterwards to try to cover her butt.
Right, right. It's breaking news. It's hectic. Your brain's in a bunch of places at one time, especially this, which is like the definition of something happening out of nowhere. You know, there's no way to have seen or been prepared for this in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So will this, I would say money talks, so will this just depend on whether advertisers are upset?
And I don't think they will be.
I don't think so either.
We'll see. But yeah, you make a good point about that, about running on a delay, because the only thing you could do in TV, you can't clip like we do.
Right.
Where it just excises a 7-second or 15-second segment of what was on the air, and
right.
it just never goes out over the air. You can't really do that on TV. What you'd have to do is, I think what they do on, you know, when they run the special events on delay, where you just have a button that turns the audio off to that segment. It
right.
still runs.
Right.
So you still see it go by, you know, seamlessly, but the audio just drops out for a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she keeps her job. I don't think this is, I think cooler heads will prevail here.
Yeah.
And I think she'll be fine.
And like I said, MSNBC hasn't really said anything up until this point. So it would lead one to think that, yeah, she's going to be okay.
And they probably shouldn't gauge public reaction for a couple of days, gauge advertiser reaction, wait and see if you even need to say anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.